in the limelight.
A clutch of scientific startups are trying to discover the secrets of parabiosis and use them to tackle age-related disease. By identifying factors in plasma that change with age, they aim to create therapies that either supplement what's beneficial in young blood or to inhibit what's detrimental in old. One is even beginning to report early clinical trial results. Aubrey D. Gray, who leads the nonprofit Sense, Strategies for Engineered Negligible Sensing Research Foundation, said, "There is still a long way to go. Blood is complicated," adding, "But there are many excellent labs focused on this, so I am optimistic about progress." Dear listeners, here we present you an interesting article in this regard, authored by staff writers of the British daily The Guardian, entitled, "Could Young Blood Stop Us Getting Old?" Stay with us to hear more about this issue. In the early 2000s, a group of scientists at Stanford University, California, revived a grisly procedure used in 1950s known as parabiosis. They paired living mice, young with old, peeled back their skin, and stitched together their sides so the two animals shared the same blood circulatory system. A month later, they found signs of rejuvenation in the muscles and livers of the old mice. The findings, published in 2000s, turned the minds of scientists, entrepreneurs, and the public to the potential of young blood to rejuvenate aging people. By 2016, enough interest had grown to prompt a US-based startup called Ambrosia to start offering pricey infusions of young plasma, the cell-free component of the blood. The procedure came under fire from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration early last year, both for its lack of proven clinical benefit and for potential safety issues. Ambrosia closed, though it has recently reopened. Meanwhile, a clutch of scientific startups are trying to discover the secrets of parabiosis and use them to tackle age-related disease. By identifying factors in plasma that change with age, they aim to create therapies that either supplement what's beneficial in young blood or to inhibit what's detrimental in old. One is even beginning to report early clinical trial results. Aubrey D. Gray, who leads the nonprofit Sense, or Strategies for Engineered Negligible Sensing Research Foundation, said, "There is still a long way to go. Blood is complicated," adding, "But there are many excellent labs focused on this, so I am optimistic about progress." While no one thinks that altering one or more blood factors will be the sole answer to aging, blood has the potential advantage of cutting across various aging mechanisms, allowing several of them to be modulated at once. Alcohess Pristine Labs sit just off the freeway connecting San Francisco to Silicon Valley. The company was co-founded in 2014 by Tony Weiss-Corey, a neurologist at Stanford University, after he published papers showing that the rejuvenating effect of parabiosis extended to the mouse brain. Old mice showed improved performance on cognitive tasks and grew new neurons. His studies also showed that it was young plasma that had the beneficial effect, with proteins in that plasma largely responsible. AlcaHest, which has about 80 employees and more than $41.5 million in funding, has clinical trials underway and is reporting its first results. Stephen Braithwaite, AlcaHest chief scientific officer, says, "We're not just big mice," adding, "We've seen so much in our animal models that convinces us, but we need to learn from people." This August, AlcaHest reported the results from a six-month trial that saw 40 patients with mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease infused with a proprietary human plasma fraction. It appeared to arrest their mental decline. The fraction was one of the two that AlcaHest has developed. Each contains about 500 proteins, far fewer than the 10 to 20,000 contained in natural human plasma. The fractions are made from pooled plasma, which allows for a homogeneous product by Grifols, a plasma-derived medicines company that is an investor in AlcaHest. The fractions contain fewer of the proteins that increase with age and tend to be detrimental, leaving more that increase with age and tend to be beneficial. Donors to the plasma pool are in their early 30s, an average, much younger than intended recipients. AlcaHest believes that the fractions could affect symptoms and slow progression of neurodegenerative diseases. Trials among patients with severe Alzheimer's and with Parkinson's are due to report. Following encouraging results among patients with mild to moderate Alzheimer's, a larger trial with placebo control is planned. The company hopes that fractioned plasma treatments will be available within a decade. Braithwaite says, "Yet the point is not actually to be an enriched plasma company. It wants to further refine those fractions to perhaps 10 to 20 of the most beneficial proteins and bioengineer them. No plasma needed." Braithwaite says this is necessary because the supply of donated plasma is always going to be limited. AlcaHest also has results showing that a drug that removes a protein from old blood could help with age-related macular degeneration or AMD. Two small six-week trials using patients with AMD, 29 who had never been treated for the disease and 26 who hadn't responded adequately to existing treatment, showed that most maintained or improved their visual acuity as judged by how successfully they read the standard eye chart. They were treated with an antibody designed by AlcaHest to block the signaling of a bad protein called etoxin, which Weiss-Corey found was increased in old mice and has negative effects. Startup Elevion also wants to commercialize Parabiosis. It was co-founded in 2018 by Amy Wagers, who was on the Stanford Parabiosis Revival team and is now a professor of stem cell and regenerative biology at Harvard University. The company is based in Boston, but with an office in Silicon Valley, and is backed by $5.5 million in investment, including from the firm of Peter Diamandis, a tech entrepreneur and futurist. It is working on therapies to elevate the activity of growth differentiation factor 11, a protein in blood plasma present in very small amounts that it believes decreases with age in mice. Studies published in 2013 and 2014 by Wagers Laboratory and those of the company's other scientific co-founders showed that old mice injected with GDF11 reproduced several of the parabiosis findings, with regeneration seen in the heart, skeletal muscle, and brain. Wagers notes that it is the only factor that has been demonstrated in old mice to have beneficial effects across a number of major organs that decline with age. Alivion is working on scaling up GDF11 production before launching its first human trial. It wants first to test whether injections of the protein promote stroke recovery. Mark Allen, Alivion's CEO, says stroke recovery is very significant on meds, medical need. It is also trying to develop new molecules that could lead to less frequent GDF11 injections and has a project using artificial intelligence to discover small molecules that could produce GDF11's biological actions so patients could take a pill instead. GDF11 is controversial. It has proved hard to replicate some of the regeneration findings, calling into question its use as a therapy. Nathan Le Brasseur, a scientist who studies aging at the Mayo Clinic, a non-profit academic medical center in Minnesota, says his lab could not find that GDF11 changed with age. He says, "I'm challenged to see a therapeutic opportunity," adding, "For skeletal and cardiac muscle, I have not seen compelling evidence for a beneficial effect of GDF11 beyond the initial papers, and while there is a possibility of beneficial effects of GDF11 on the brain, preventing adverse effects on the muscle or heart poses a challenge."